Warsaw in their home black uniforms, orange numbers. Orange numbers on the helmets with an orange stripe down the middle, black pants, black shirts. Merrillville in white jerseys with purple numbers, purple pants. They have purple helmets with black all around. Mason Smythe has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line to our left. And there's the whistle, and the semi-state game is underway, and Smythe kicks it high and deep and into the end zone for a touchback.
Well, this opening drive by Merrillville tell us a lot. See if our defense can make a real statement this first drive. Say, hey, this is what's going to happen tonight.
Well, winning the toss, deferring, and having a chance to get off the field, even if it's not a three and out.
For sure.
And then go down and score, knowing that you're going to get the ball to start of the third quarter, makes a huge difference. Sanders looks at his wristband. He's got one back in the backfield. That is Johnson. Johnson, not a very big guy. He's 5'8", 190 pounds. And they're going to hand to him going right. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll struggle forward, and he's dragging Tigers with him out near the 25-yard line. Give him 4 yards. They're going to mark him just short of the 25. Mason Gabrich along for the ride for the last three of those yards. Second down and almost six to go.
Yeah, because the initial contact was right away at the line of scrimmage there.
Sanders takes a snap, again hands off to Johnson. Trying the right side, breaks through, got a first down across the 30-yard line, out to the 33. That's an 8-yard gain for the junior, J.Q. Johnson, who last week in the win over Valparaiso ran 22 times for 222 yards and three touchdowns. First down of the game comes on a first series. From the 33, they hand off to Johnson again. Oh, and he tripped up and is tackled by Schultz at the 35-yard line after a gain of a little more than 2 yards. They give him just past the 35. Again, Merrillville hurries to the line of scrimmage, but that's just because they want to see what defense you're in and try to keep you from substituting. Second down and 8, ball in the middle of the field at the south end of Fisher Field. Merrillville in the first quarter going into this misty rain. So visibility could be an issue. There goes Bogard in motion. He'll stop. And they'll fake it, and they're going to throw it out to the right. It's caught at the 35, and the receiver will get to the 37-yard line. Catch made by John Peters. It's his 20th catch of the season. He's a big play guy. 19 catches so far this season for 466 yards. Third and long coming up for the Pirates from their own 37.
So that was just a little tunnel screen off to the right-hand side that was read very well by our Warsaw Tiger defense, and I believe Haubagger came in and made that tackle.
It's funny that Bart Curtis said, yeah, we don't see them do that a lot, but maybe they will after, yeah, they watched our game with Jeff last week. Sanders takes a shotgun snap, head high, looking, fires it down the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. Incomplete, intended for Zamir Martin at the 50-yard line. Merrillville gets one first down, and now the punt unit comes onto the field.
Good start by the defense there. There's a couple plays that Merrillville made that was very well blocked. You know, they got a couple good gains, but again, good third down stand there.
And their punter is Darian Wiggins, and he'll get the punt away. And Tristan Wilson will back away from it. It lands at the Tiger 30. Rolls inside the 20 and will roll dead at the 16-yard line. First down, Warsaw. The Tigers get their defense off the field on a third down play. Merrillville has to punt, and Warsaw has the ball for the first time in the game.
Really good start so far by Warsaw. Again, you know, a couple decent plays by Merrillville, but more or less some really good tackles and good reads by Warsaw Tiger defense. And now the offense comes out, and let's see what happens against that Merrillville defense.
They have some big linemen on one side. And so we'll see if the Tigers have a preference on a side that they would like to run. And this is going to be Quint Brock on the sweep. He'll get around the corner, get stood up at the 20, and goes down at the 20. That's a gain of 5 yards almost on a first down carry. Make it 4 officially, Austin. Second down and 6. On just a miserable night here at Fisher Field. But Merrillville has brought big numbers. They were going to bring a bunch of students and fans. I believe they brought Is it four or five fan buses?
Yeah, I saw that. And you're right, that play was away from those big defensive linemen.
Second down and six. Ball in the near hash mark at the 20. Sullivan started to the line of scrimmage and then backed up. Has something to say to Quentin Brock and now goes under center. And it's going to be a keeper. Sullivan turns upfield, got a first down, got more. Cuts back, keeps to the 28, to the 30. Still going. He's all the way out to the 36-yard line. That's a 16-yard run. Good blocking, got him the first seven or eight. Hustle by him, got the rest. First down, Warsaw to their 36.
Again, more of the same as we saw last week against Lafayette. Jeff, Drew just refused to go down. The first contact, no thank you. We're going to keep on going. And you can just tell right there the will of Drew Sullivan to get extra yards.
8:34 left to play here in our opening quarter. It's the first drive for Warsaw after Merrillville got one first down and then had to punt. Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side is the far side, which is the left side of the formation. And Sullivan didn't look like he had a good handle on it. He did keep it, and he loses a yard back to the 35, second down and 11.
And you've got those binoculars on. Did that ball come out?
Yeah.
I thought it did.
It was wiggling around in there. Again, it's not raining, but everything is wet. And the field's been wet because it would mist here and there just enough to be annoying during the day. Second down. Ball back at the 35, and Merrillville jumps off sides. Warsaw is going to get some yardage back and more as Adam Camphor jumped off sides. That'll be the first penalty of the game. It belongs to the Pirates. Let's move the ball out to the 40, and it will be second down and six.
And you know what a good remedy is for a first down play that doesn't go your way and you lose a yard is a second and 11 play that goes for an offsides.
Yeah, that's right.
That's huge.
Ball just inside the near hash mark. Again, the wide side of the field, the far side, which is left. Sullivan, option play up the middle. Duncan, he's got good room. Across the 40, out near the 45. Not quite to the 45. So that's a gain of 4 yards, and it sets up about a yard and a half to go on third down. 7:20 left to play, opening quarter. Merrillville got a first down and then had to punt. And now the Tigers facing third down at about 5 feet. Getting the ball in the near hash mark. Duncan behind Sullivan. Very tight formation. All the Tigers very close to the center. Sullivan's going to keep it. Turn up field. First down and more. Out across the 50-yard line into Pirate territory at the 49-yard line. First down, Warsaw, their second of this opening drive.
Boy, in the interior of that Merrillville defensive line just crashed down on that fake to the fullback, which created a huge hole off that right-hand side for Drew to run. And another good run of 5 yards for Drew Sullivan to get that first down.
6:43 clock running. We should mention the play clocks are not working tonight. Remember last week, the one at the north end did not work. It is not working again tonight. And when that happens, both play clocks are turned off. Sullivan, option. Again, he keeps it. Got a block downfield from Quentin Brock and got 9 more yards. Maybe 10 where they mark the ball down. They're going to put him at the 39. And that's going to be another first down for Warsaw.
Good blocking. And again, I don't know if Merrillville's just not reading that fake. Well, again, maybe he's just running out a really good fake, but they are crashing on that fullback up the middle.
Kind of feels like they are, by design, crashing down on the fullback. First and 10, and now we have whistles, and Brad Cease wants timeout. Timeout Tigers. 6:01 left to play. Opening quarter. No score. Warsaw on the move when we come back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Drew turns up field, gets inside the 35, down to the 31. That's an 8-yard gain on a first down carry. And that time, after the timeout, Andy, they went left.
Yep. Again, eventually you're going to have to go into the, I don't say the teeth of that defensive line, but the bruteness of that defensive line.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, if we keep running that play that effectively the rest of the game, it's going to look pretty good for the Warsaw Tigers.
5:30 left to play opening quarter. No score, but Warsaw on the move on their opening drive at the 31 of Merrillville. And again, it's Sullivan on the keeper. Now he's got another first down inside the 30. They'll mark him down near the 26. They'll mark him at the 27-yard line. That's a gain of 4. First down Tigers. Again, no score. 5:20 left to play here in the opening quarter. And a windy, freezing, cold, driving rain here at Fisher Field.
Not pleasant.
No.
Not pleasant at all.
But so far, so good. for the Tigers against this Pirate team, which came in number 3 in the state in the final poll. Drew will hand off up the middle to Duncan, and he'll get inside the 25-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 24. That's a gain of 3. And that's a good play to run.
Absolutely.
Positive yardage, and it keeps those defensive ends honest.
Absolutely. Because then you get to a point where you keep faking to that fullback, and then they start, you know, just concentrating on Drew, and that's when those holes up the middle will open up.
Second down, we'll call it 7 from the Pirate 24. Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is left. Sullivan, and he's going to pitch it back late. Brock to the 20, near sideline to the 17-yard line, and that's where they're going to mark him out. He's going to be very close to first down. I think he got it, and he did get it. He got 7 yards, first down Tigers with 4:18 left to play here in the opening quarter. And Warsaw on the march in the red zone where they've been so good this season, Andy. 33 red zone attempts, 29 touchdowns.
That's unreal. That's unbelievable. And that last play was the first time I've seen the Maryville interior defensive line get some sort of a push, but another great late pitch by Drew Sullivan to Quentin Brock.
From the 17, ball in the near hash mark. Duncan behind Sullivan. Drew takes a snap. Again, he's going to keep it, and he's going to get hit this time. And he's going to be thrown for a loss back to the 18-yard line. And Duncan a little slow to get up, but he'll hop back to the huddle. A rare loss for the Tigers on that play. It's a half a yard, so Austin, it doesn't count as a loss. So it'd be no gain officially. Second down and about 10.5 yards to go. One of Warsaw's patented long marches up the field. This drive already 6.5 minutes long.
Might be time for one of those rocket tosses. Keep that defense honest. They're starting to crash up the middle.
Sullivan with Reed on the right. Option play. Sullivan keeps it. Turns upfield. Breaks the tackle. And it drags a man inside the 10-yard line down to the 9. That'll be a gain of 8 yards for the Tiger quarterback. It'll be third down and about 2 to go for Warsaw.
Went back to the well there.
Look, we keep thinking that they're going to spread it out, but they don't. Because they just keep moving the ball in the middle of the field.
It's kind of like when you play like a John Madden football video game. Like if you have success, you just keep running the same play over and over and over again.
You wait and you wait, and then you throw it to the guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Third down and 2. And it's Sullivan again. He keeps it. He's got a first down and more inside the 5, spinning toward the goal line, and he goes down at the 1-yard line. First and goal, Tigers, on a gain of 8. 2:23 left to play here in the opening quarter, and Warsaw all on the verge of taking an early lead.
Another pretty run there by Drew Sullivan. And he just refuses to go down. It takes about 3 or 4 defenders to bring him down.
From the near hash mark, Egoff wide to the left. Maryville with their goal line defense in. Sullivan, quarterback sneak, dives to the goal line. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. Warsaw has broken the ice. They lead 6-0 with 1:56 left to play in the opening quarter on a 1-yard run by Drew Sullivan.
And for those of you that listen year in and year out, especially since Coach Curtis has been here, that drive right there was the epitome of a Coach Curtis drive. Just methodical, get your yards, keep the clock moving, and score a touchdown.
Mason Smythe, who on the season is 50 of 52 in extra points. Good snap. Spot is down. Oh, the kick is blocked, and it is no good. Wide left. Kick was blocked, so it's still 6-0 Tigers. 1:56 left to play in the opening quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Tigers go 84 yards in 7 minutes and 47 seconds. Take the lead, 6-0. Extra point blocked. All 3 of Smythe's misses were blocks. And earlier in the season, the Plymouth game, had to go back and double check to make sure that counted against his total, and it does. So now Mason with already one touchback in his hip pocket will tee the ball up at the 40-yard line, kicking with the wind at his back, and he'll drive another one into the end zone and looked like an outfielder at a baseball game Their kickoff team, as soon as he put his foot into it, they ran off the field. They knew they weren't getting any of that action. Well, what a start for the Tigers here in the semi-state. Up 6-0, and now the Pirates come onto the field. Trailing in the game, and they haven't been trailing, Andy, much in the football game. We saw Lafayette Jeff struggle with that, especially in the second half.
And let's hope that continues into this week.
Johnson behind Jordan Sanders. Sanders standing at the 15-yard line. Will turn and hand off to Johnson. He'll try the right side, now the middle. Puts his head down, runs into Daylor Villema, and gets stood up right at the 25-yard line. They blew the play dead, so the extra 3 yards he got after that don't count. It's a gain of 5 for JQ, and second down and 5 coming up for the Pirates with just over a minute and a half left to play here in the opening quarter. And Warsaw leading 6-0.
Good up front blocking there by the Maryville offensive line. Create a nice little hole for that running back.
Again, Johnson looks at his wristband. He's standing behind Sanders. Sanders, high snap, grabs it, pulls it down, hands off to Johnson. Johnson puts his head down. Oh, and he got through there. 40, 45, 50. He's up the far sideline, and he's got a caravan with him, and he's going to go all the way for a touchdown. 75 yards when it looked like he was down. And I mean, he looked like he was going to be down.
Yeah.
They did not blow the whistle, and they should not have.
No, it was a legit run. I mean, that's a credit to them, and that's just something that we'll have to tighten up, because I've noticed a couple times where he's kind of gotten out of tackles that we should have made, and that was the time where we probably had 2, 3, or 4 missed tackles, and just kind of assuming that we're going to get him down. He's a running back that you're going to – he's small in stature, but you're going to have to go for his knees and his legs to get him down.
Now the point after, snap, spot, kick is up, and it's inside the right, upright, and good. Maryville 7, Warsaw 6, 105 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Austin Elder back with you at Fisher Field. Steve Scott back at the radio station. A 75-yard touchdown run by J.Q. Johnson. And the extra point by Benito Gonzalez. And it's a line drive kick down the field. Bouncing. Cohen Head, he's going to fall on it. At the 28-yard line, it'll be first down and 10. Tigers with 1:04 left to play here in the first quarter. And Maryville now in front, 7-6.
And that's the thing that we've talked about is good teams like Concord or Lafayette Jeff or Maryville, they're going to get their yards, they're going to get their points. And I, made that comment in the commercial break that kind of flashbacks at Concord there, where they, we take 8 years to go down and score, they take 2 seconds.
Tigers on the field, they just went 84 yards in almost 8 minutes and scored to take the early lead. Now trail by 1. Sullivan. Send Brock in motion, going to pitch it to him. Come to the near side, turns up field. He's got room. He's to the 35. Oh, he lost the football. I don't know if Warsaw got back on it. Maryville is pointing, but I think Warsaw's got it.
Yep.
And Warsaw did recover. Let's see who comes out of there with it. Oh, it was Antunes Brito, the center, trailing the play, that got in there and grabbed it. Warsaw puts the ball on the ground after a gain of 11 yards. It's a first down nonetheless. 45 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw trailing 7-6 here in the semi-state at Fisher Field in Warsaw. Ball in the near hash mark. Probably the final play of the opening period. Sullivan will keep it this time, and he'll turn up field and get across the 40. Be dragged down at the 42-yard line for a gain of 3 yards. 20 seconds left. Let's see if Warsaw wants to run another play. No, they do not. Bart Curtis is pointing to the other end. And we will come to the end of the first quarter with the score. Maryville 7, Warsaw 6. We start quarter 2 after these words on News Now Warsaw.